Right Ho, Jeeves, by P.G. Wodehouse, read by Jonathan Cecil. Chapter 1. Jeeves, I said, may I speak frankly?
Certainly, sir.
What I have to say may wound you.
Not at all, sir.
Well, then... No. Wait. Hold the line a minute. I've gone off the rails. I don't know if you have had the same experience, but the snag I always come up against when I'm telling a story is this dashed difficult problem of where to begin it. It's a thing you don't want to go wrong over, because one false step and you're sunk. I mean, if you fool about too long at the start, trying to establish atmosphere, as they call it, and all that sort of rot, you fail to grip, and the customers walk out on you. Get off the mark, on the other hand, like a scalded cat, and your public's at a loss. It simply raises its eyebrows and can't make out what you're talking about. And in opening my report of the complex case of Gussie Finknottle, Madeline Bassett, my cousin Angela, my aunt Dahlia, my uncle Thomas, young Tuppy Glossop and the cook Anatole, with the above spot of dialogue, I see that I've made the second of these two floaters. I shall have to hark back a bit. And taking it for all in all, and weighing this against that, I suppose the affair may be said to have had its inception, if inception is the word I want, with that visit of mine to Cannes. If I hadn't gone to Cannes, I shouldn't have met the Bassett, or bought that white mess jacket, and Angela wouldn't have met her shark, and Aunt Dahlia wouldn't have played baccarat. Yes, most decidedly, Cannes was the point d'appui. Righto, then. Let me marshal my facts. I went to Cannes, leaving Jeeves behind, he having...